This is Secondhand Clothing Sellers Association. Here with my co-host. He's going to be my co-host for the rest of the show. Yours truly, God Live, and my co-host.
Brian.
Brian Sam. Mm-hmm. This guy is an interesting guy. But yeah, today we're just going to go right into our topic for the day. We're going to talk about reasons why people sell secondhand clothing. And we'll see. Man, this is going to be fun. Trust me, this is going to be fun. I will go ahead and first of all start with my co-host Brian, because he's looking good. He's looking really good right now. I don't know where this guy gets his stuff from.
My shirt looks expensive, right?
Yeah, well, his fashion sense is crazy.
Contrary to that, it's not that expensive. But if you know where to look, you find good stuff to wear at a very affordable price.
Yes, that's true. That's true. Like, most people think that you just have to look flashy and all of that, just buy expensive stuff. So, like, I want to ask you, right? Do you buy your stuff from, like, boutique, or are you more of, like, straight, like, whatever you come along, whatever look nice to
it
you?
It depends on what you'd call boutique. Boutique on the floor or boutiques in the stores.
Okay, yeah, they got the bend-down boutiques.
Exactly,
you know,
exactly.
You have, yeah, I have this friend. She usually goes out, and the stuff that you select from a local shop, you think this stuff is from high-end boutiques and stuff, but...
It's such a booming business now, you know, it's really exploded. Okay, so if you were to sell secondhand clothes, what would be your reason?
Oh, you see, that's the thing. Personally, I like benefits. Anything I do, I want profit. So my approach to selling it would be quite different. Like, even though my clothes would be secondhand clothing, I wouldn't have like a stationary post. Like, I would just go around with it, like, you know, it was going to be like a kind of like a demand and supply with me. Now you have students in the tertiary that they like to look fly, but they don't have enough money to look fly, so to put it. So I'll just get them what they need. Fast money. I mean, what else can I say?
It's so
fast
money. Basically an entrepreneur. You're finding the exactly. system and filling it.
Exactly. Okay. Exactly, Mr. Sam.
Okay.
This is what I do. I mean, secondhand clothing sellers, right now, I feel like right now, during this time, this COVID time, post-COVID, if you want to say it like that, I mean, it's not as rampant as it was, but secondhand clothing sellers, they're making money. I mean, we had one of our colleagues go out and talk to them, and you could tell, like, from whatever they were telling us, you could tell that these people are actually making money.
Yeah, we have the videos here. I think we should just play one for the okay, audience okay. to hear them out.
Okay, okay.
I have a boss here, I'm just a worker here. And then, Thursday, as I entered into this business, I thought, SHS graduate like me, I don't deserve to be selling food. I entered into it before I saw it that it's a profitable business. I mean, when you're in trade, in your eye, you see how the business is. And it's very, very profitable. Very, very profitable.
So,
depending on how you strategize, I mean, how to do it, deal with your customers and stuff.
So, you get a lot of customers?
Yeah, like, depending on the way you treat them.
Okay.
You see, when a customer comes closer to your product, you have to exercise patience with the customer. Because you wouldn't get
I told you, Mr. Sam. You see, just like the guy said, Steven. That's Steven, a guy from one of the local markets that sell clothes. And like you said, this job, this business is booming. It's booming. It's a very profitable business right now.
My issue with what he said is he didn't think it was good for a secondary school graduate, because he was a bit prejudiced about it.
Yeah, but you see, that's the thing. You see, people's perspective about business and stuff. It's not, you don't have to be an entrepreneur. It doesn't matter educational background and stuff like that. Like, he just has to be focused on making money from what he's doing. Mm-hmm. You understand that? And right now, secondhand clothes selling, that stuff is going. right now in Ghana, that stuff is going right now. It's moving.
So it's likely that when you see somebody hot and dripped, it's most likely they are wearing secondhand clothes.
I mean, not necessarily, but secondhand clothing can make you look good.
Okay.
You don't understand that.
Okay.
Secondhand clothing can make you look really good. Man, I mean, I ain't going to air my business out, but I do have a couple of, even though you might see me looking fly and stuff,
okay.
I do have some stuff from one of these. I have a special supplier, you know, deals in secondhand clothing, and he supplies me stuff like that.
Well, personally, if I should sell secondhand clothes, I like to see girls drip. Not guys, especially women, because men have a limited style. Okay, you have to be extra creative if you're a woman, no, if you're a guy, to get your things on point. But women have the figure for clothes. So if I should deal in secondhand clothing, I will target my market to women especially, because I like to see them look good. It has very little to do with the profits, but then when you sell girls stuff, it moves quickly, and then in the end, I'll get my returns.
Oh, me? Okay, in that regard, I personally will go for guys stuff, because I mean, I'm in for the money. Don't get it twisted. I'm in for the money. And girls have the tendency, this is a special gift to them. Mm-hmm. They have the tendency of knowing how to lure you with words to like drop your prizes and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But guys typically are shy and, you know, they approach. So I would rather deal with guys.
Okay.
I'll deal with guys.
Okay.
Trust me, I'll deal with guys. And
Yeah, I managed to get the opinions of other people who might want to indulge in secondhand clothing business one day, and this were their opinions. So I'm about to play them.
Hi, my name is Ken, and the reason why I indulge or buy secondhand clothing in general is because of how affordable it usually is. Think about trying to get anything that you could get on the secondhand market in its original form or in its first hand in quote market, right? Obviously to be expensive because of imported, because it's imported and because it's being shipped, and you know, value added tax and all these things would be added to it. The import tax would also add up, which would make it all the more expensive. Buying secondhand clothing, it's used a bit or slightly used, it doesn't mean it's still not original. At least it's better than buying the knockoff weak clothing from the Chinese made ones or the ones that are made in China that are shipped over here. It's better than buying that, even when it's used, which is quite surprising. The second one is the amount of availability of variety you can get when you are trying to buy from that route. Sometimes if you say you don't want to go the secondhand route, you might be quite limited because not everything is available in Ghana. And that's one of the few ways you can get certain unique clothing styles or certain unique clothes. So yeah, that's my take on it, and that's one of the main reasons why I indulge in buying secondhand clothes.
Hello, my name is Kingsley, and the reason why I would indulge in the secondhand clothes business is because the clothes are much cheaper than store-bought or most name brand clothes, and so it'll be easier to get people to patronize, and the clothes will move faster than it sitting in a boutique and wasting away. Reason number two, I would not need as much capital to enter into the secondhand clothes business or the thrift clothes business, because they are much cheaper, because it's mostly made up of store rejects and so on. So I would not need as much capital as I would need if I was going into a business that's involved name brand clothes or store-bought clothes, basically. And the third reason is also because they arrive basically in bulk, so it would be easier to find more eclectic or more beautiful pieces of clothing, or more specific or diverse pieces of clothing than store-bought pieces of clothing, because they come basically in bulk, and so it will be much easier for me to buy from, you know, town or these large retailers like the guys at Kantamanto and stuff than have to go to an expensive boutique. Or it's easier to find stock, basically. It's easier to find the products. Yeah, so those are the three reasons why I would enter into the secondhand clothes business or the thrift clothes business. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Atom Penel, and I think the secondhand clothing business is quite advisable in my perspective, because I feel wearing clothes is more like a everyday, day-to-day something business. So I feel like it's quite advisable or advantageous to anyone who wants to indulge in it, because every single day someone wants to buy new clothing, someone sees a new style, someone feels like, okay, so this is a new trend, I want to go and stock up myself to follow the trends. I feel like it's something that people constantly want to indulge in, because no one wants to go around naked. Okay, we want some want to, but I don't think that someone will have, in a normal sense, would want to do that. So I feel like it's an advisable business, yeah, because it really brings that kind of economic moderation when it comes to prices and spending. It really helps with budgeting and people feeling good about themselves for a period of time, whilst knowing it's not going to really affect their schedules or budgets for a period of time that much, because they know I can afford like 6 clothes if I buy secondhand, whilst I can just afford one if I buy a brand new something. And it's not really advisable if I'm just going to buy one. It won't literally make my spending fluid. It would literally kind of put a lot of restrictions and boundaries on me, and I don't think I'll feel comfortable in my skin wearing the same clothes just because it's good every day. So I feel like it's an advisable something, and I feel like it's quite good, and I myself would want to even indulge in it if I have the right backing and financial assistance. Yeah, true, truth be told, I feel like it's something. Yeah, it's really good. Like, I would never advise against something like that. Not just because I feel like it's a way to put food on the table, but I feel like it's more than that. I feel like it's actually a way to make it big. That's how I see it. Thank you.
My name is Reginald. Hello. And I would like to tell you why I indulge in the secondhand clothes business. It is generally more lucrative. It is a business where I could sell more clothes for the price of one. If I had a big shop where I was selling high grade, high quality clothes, I could only sell a few at a time for a high price. Whereas as a secondhand dealer, I would be able to sell multiple clothes or multiple articles of clothing for a lot. I could get a lot of them off the shelves, make a lot of money, and then go in, buy more, bring in more, and then keep going at that pace, at a very fast pace. Whereas if it was quality, it will take a while and it will be very expensive. So that is why I indulge in the secondhand clothing business.
Hi, this is Louise. Yes, I would like to indulge in the secondhand clothes business if I ever should. Because observingly, it's will be a lucrative business, because most of the working class in Ghana purchase secondhand clothes that's affordable than first-hand. And in Ghana, we don't produce much of first-hand clothes, same as second-hand. So when these clothes are imported, these second-hand clothes are imported because the prices are cheap and it's going to the second wearer. They are very cheap, so, and affordable. So many people, especially the working class, who have their pockets in line with the price of these clothes, are likely to purchase these, and they are the majority too. So indulging in this business, if I ever should, will be great. Since I'm a graduate, I can add some form of packaging and some form of touch to the normal secondhand clothes, you know, and how they are sold in the market. Understand? Some are sold on sacks, some are sold on in stores. Yeah, so you just to add some touch and it will sell, I think. So I would like to indulge in it.
Well, you guys have heard everything. The opinions of those who do sell the clothes and those who do not, and may want to in the future. Thank you very much for your inputs, and thank you very much, Jessica, for going out into the field. You and Lois did a great job. Going to the field is a tough job. It's a bit daunting, but you guys took one for the team, and I really appreciate that. And with this, I bring the episode to a close. I'm glad you guys enjoyed it. If you have any comments, please leave them there and let us discuss what's further in the future. Thank you very much.